Well, we're quickly approaching the end of our Lenten journey. And this journey of 2025 has been a wonderful one for me. I don't know about you, but a lot of deep soul searching deep within my heart of my own weaknesses, my own sinfulness, and realizing that we have a Lord that loves us so much. And that's what this whole Lenten journey is about. It's about going deep inside ourselves to recognize that we are sinners in need of a Savior. And as we again reflect upon today's gospel from Luke, we see the weakness of mankind, huh? We see Peter, one of the apostles, three times would deny our Lord. And then we see the people. At one point, when Jesus is coming into Jerusalem, they're cheering, they're praising God. Hosanna, King of the Jews. Praise and worship. And at the next moment, they're those same people crying out, "Crucify him. Crucify him." And then those two thieves that would be crucified with our Lord on Calvary. The one that was sneering and jeering, and if you're the Christ, save us and save yourself. But then there was the other one who recognized his sinfulness, his guilt of his sin. And he would ask Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And that's what we should all be doing now at this point in our Lenten journey. Being a people of thankfulness. Thankfulness for the gift of our Lord Jesus. For that final sacrifice to heal our sinfulness. To make us whole again. To restore our relationship with God the Father. As Jesus would proclaim from that cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And there's many times we don't know what we do. We don't mean to sin against others or hurt others. But that's part of our broken human condition. But we now have a Savior. And that's what we celebrate today. We should be celebrating with joy in our hearts. Even though we recall the death of our Lord, what that means is that it quickly is approaching Easter, the resurrection. And that's the hope of the resurrection. And I hope all of you had the opportunity to go into that confessional during this Lenten season. To finally, for once in our life, give up those sins. To quit carrying that burden. That is what Christ would carry on that cross. To the point of his death, as we look at the stations of the cross. He took everything, all of our brokenness, all of our trials, our sicknesses, our bitterness, our envy, our pride. He took everything to that cross. And when we walk out of confession, we should be walking upright. Not with pride, but with thanksgiving. For we have in fact been made new again. Now we're going into what we call Holy Week. Huh? And again, it's a time of celebration. Holy Thursday. We celebrate the gift of the priesthood. Those men that sacrifice their lives for us. to bring us the sacraments. We celebrate the gift of the Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord. Holy Thursday. And then once again we will go through the Passion narrative on Good Friday. And again we make our small sacrifices of fasting that day to remember the love of our Lord. And then the greatest celebration of all, the Easter Vigil, where we will welcome new Christians, new Catholics, who for the first time in their life will receive that sacrament of baptism, where they will be washed clean, clean of their sin by the blood and water of our Lord. And then confirmation, confirming their faith. And then the first Eucharist. It's a reason to celebrate. We celebrate the love of our Lord for each of us. And then what do we do with that love? We take it out into the world by how we live, how we were forgiven. And then we show mercy to those, especially those that hurt us the most. We dig deep down into our very depths of our soul, and we give mercy freely, as we have been freely given that mercy of Christ. We share it. We share the good news. And so I pray for all of you that this Holy Week, that you would fully participate in this celebration. And most of all, allow it to truly change your inner self, your very soul. And become that light of Christ in a world that so desperately needs to see that. Amen.